And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 3rd of January, 2016. It was on this day in 1521, Pope Leo X excommunicated Martin Luther for condemning the Catholic Church in his 95 Theses. It's the birthday of Lucretia Mott, born Nantucket, Massachusetts, 1793. She was a teacher in a Quaker boarding school near Poughkeepsie, New York, and quit when she found out that she was being paid less than half of what the male teachers all made simply because she was a woman. She got into the women's rights movement, and along with Elizabeth Cady Stanton, she organized a convention for women's rights, the Seneca Falls Convention of 1848. Lucretia Mott, who wrote, "The world has never yet seen a truly great and virtuous nation, because in the degradation of women, the very fountains of life are poisoned at their source." It was on this day, 1841, Herman Melville, 21 years old, set sail aboard the whaling vessel Acushnet from the port of New Bedford, Massachusetts, bound for the Pacific. He didn't have much experience as a seaman, but he loved the sea. He was eager to learn. Whaling was still big business, 1841. Whale oil from whale blubber, the most widely available fuel for lights, also one of the most popular lubricants. He learned the ins and outs of whaling. He helped to harpoon the whales, harvest them, process their oil, also listened to the stories that his fellow seamen told, particularly of a legendary white sperm whale called Moby Dick. And all of it gave Herman Melville material that he was to use in writing his book Moby Dick. And today is the birthday of J.R.R. Tolkien, born to English parents in South Africa, 1892. His father was working in a bank there. Tolkien, fascinated with languages, went to Oxford, studied classics, later English languages, came across an old English poem with a couplet, "Hail, Arendelle, brightest of angels over Middle Earth sent to men." And Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings takes place in Middle Earth and has a character named Arendil the Mariner. One day while grading exams, Tolkien discovered that a student had left one page in the exam booklet blank, and Tolkien wrote on the page, "In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit," which became his book, The Hobbit. Here's a poem for today by Michael Milburn to my son's girlfriend. "I'm tempted to ask what you see in him. Although you probably see the good that I see, I wonder if you realize how much he is my handiwork, or which of the qualities you daydream about in class are the ones that I take pride in, his cordiality, for example, or love of silliness. It's uncomfortable for me to think of anyone else loving him the way I do, possessing him in a way that only his mother and I have ever possessed him, and I can't deny being jealous, not so much reluctant to share or relinquish him, as resolved to remind you that he's been around longer than your love, under construction, if you will, and that each cute trait or whatever occurs to you when you hear his name, I feel proprietary about, like a woodworker who makes a table, intending to sell it, but prays that no buyer will recognize its worth." To my son's girlfriend, a poem by Michael Milburn from Drive by Heart, published by Word Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.